Yay, episode 18.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to our special episode from Coeur d'Alene.
That's right. We're in fucking Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And we made it without any issues really that big other than me hitting a snowbank.
That was fine.
It wasn't a big deal.
It was fine.
It was fine. We got here without any issues.
Yeah, we did.
We have an amazing hotel room.
Our hotel room's awesome. We'll do a Facebook Live here pretty soon.
Yes, we will. And show you. It's not quite the lodge, but it's really nice.
It's pretty nice.
We're pretty happy nice. With it.
Yeah.
Are we drinking a Merlot right now?
No. This is a dessert wine. It's a Zinfandel.
That's right. We are drinking a Zinfandel. Well, let's change that.
Let's change.
Yep. Ooh, nice.
Ooh, it's very smooth and delicious. It's supposed to be a dessert wine.
It's from Stamil. It's from their Ascent line.
Yes. We do have some brownies here also, so we are actually kind of having dessert with our wine.
Yes. They're not special brownies. Don't worry, guys.
Yeah. They're just, they're whole wheat brownies.
They're actually Heather-friendly brownies, so I guess they are kind of special.
So we arrived here in Coeur d'Alene.
Mm-hmm.
Had a nice trip over. It was a nice day. The sun was out for part of the day.
We stopped at the mall.
We stopped at the mall on the way here in Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
We got something we're not going to mention, just in case somebody's listening. We got a surprise for someone.
We did.
So, but
and then we got free surprises for ourselves.
We did get free surprises, yes.
And we'll post that picture later, probably for next week.
Later, yeah.
Because that will give away the surprise for... I mean, I don't understand. It's not for somebody. It's for Megan, our assistant.
Yeah.
We have to get her a surprise because she's not with us.
Yeah, and she kind of knows what the surprise is. Well, she doesn't anymore because they were out of it.
Yeah. It's a different surprise now.
So it's a different surprise than what she's expecting, mm-hmm. but we'll post that later because in case she listens to this, we don't want to let
You think she really listens to it?
She probably doesn't.
She's the best manager ever. God, I love her.
I know. Thank you, Megan, for not ever listening to our podcast. Because we talk about you all the time.
We really do.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we did get her multiple surprises today.
We did.
Although the cookies are failing.
Oh, man.
So we have the most laziest freaking front desk people right now. The first one we checked in with, amazing.
She was awesome.
I loved her. Now we have some two lazy-ass boys at the front desk, and we're talking boys.
Yeah.
They look like they should not be able to be old enough to work here.
Yeah. And they're supposed to have, after 6 o'clock, free mm-hmm. cookies at the front desk.
Yes. There was two when we walked in.
Two. That's all they had. Two
and
cookies.
And we have a fucking gallon-sized Ziploc bag that we have to fill up for Megan.
Yeah, but you probably shouldn't have told them that.
Huh. Told all these guys this?
No, the front desk people.
Oh, I did tell them that.
You said, hey... This isn't enough. We have a gallon-sized bag we're trying to fill up.
Well, and then he didn't care. He said, we'll do what we can do. We'll try.
We'll try.
And I knew that. And then he went back to his phone.
Looking at his phone. I'm like, you're not trying anything. You're not doing anything.
He sucks.
I'm not a fan.
No.
Not a fan.
We might say something tomorrow about how crappy the front desk people are at night.
Yeah. We should start... Heather wants to start calling and asking for shit.
I am. I was thinking about calling every 10 minutes for pillows and then blankets, even though I don't need them.
Yeah.
And what else was I thinking? Oh, shampoo. Towels.
Towels.
A razor.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
different times.
Just
to make them have to put their phone down and come up and do something for us.
For every 10 minutes, come upstairs and do something.
I might fucking do that after this.
It would make it an interesting night for sure.
So, this is the first dance competition in 6 years for Kobe, 5 for me,
mm-hmm.
that we are not in.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's 7 years for you and 6 for me.
Yeah.
Because this is the 6th year, even though I danced for 5 and you danced for 6.
Yeah.
And this is your 7th and my
7th year
and my 6th. And we did not dance.
And we're not dancing. We're just spectating this time.
Amazing.
And we're having so much fun because if you... don't have to dance, you don't have to worry about your costumes and your hair and your makeup.
Making sure you have eyelashes.
And it's so
Did
relaxing.
You know that, guys? When you dance, you have to bring eyelashes.
Fake eyelashes.
It's and more fun just to say you have to bring eyelashes.
Bring eyelashes.
You have to take them off a person.
You have to try to glue the fake eyelashes onto yourself, which I learned after the second competition, my first year.
Yes.
After I glued them on the regionals, the nationals, I tried to glue one on my right eye 4 times, could not get the little fucker on, and I finally got pissed, threw it on the floor and stepped on it and said, fuck you. And I've never worn fake eyelashes since. Every time we're told we have to wear fake eyelashes, I just say, no, we don't.
You get away with it with your glasses.
Well, I wear glasses too, so you can't really see them as much. And I'm sorry, I'm not putting those little shits on because they're horrible.
They really are. I've gotten really lucky most of the years because I usually have people that really know what they're doing putting them on me.
Yeah.
Last year at the regionals, someone who didn't know what they were doing put them on because Heidi was super busy. My twin was super busy that usually puts them on me. Someone else put them on me. And they didn't put them on right. And every time I blinked, the glue kind of glued my eyes together.
Yeah.
And I remember I was in the middle of a dance on stage and one of my eyes was glued together. And I just keep dancing and pretending it was fantastic with a big old smile with my eye. I was like, I was a permanent wink the judges and everybody. Yeah.
That's not fun.
No. And it was super stressful last year.
It was very stressful last year because we were in two big groups, a hip hop group and a tap group. With all the other adults. And then we decided we would also want to do a quartet with our two mini-me's.
Yes.
And so it was just the four of us in a quartet, which...
It really failed.
It failed. It failed hard. It was...
have been booed off the stage every time, but they didn't, which I was shocked by.
Yeah.
I think the clapping and applauding at the end was like, thank fucking God it was done.
I think it was just, you know, yay, you're brave enough to get on stage.
We did our best.
But, yeah. Yeah. Clap.
Clap. You did your best. Did we really, though?
You and
me did our best.
We did.
I mean.
And it was horrible. It was horrible.
Like, our best was, like, the equivalent of the worst.
Well, part of the problem, too, was that Heather kept telling our teacher to make the dance really hard.
Well, I didn't think they would really do it that hard. I just didn't want it to be as easy as the dudes.
It was so hard that we could never get it right.
But most of the time when you could see that someone's not getting to get the choreography, you change it.
But they didn't.
I know.
And it was hard. It was a hard dance to do, and we just couldn't get it down.
No. No.
So we sucked pretty bad.
Oh, well. We got through it.
And it was stressful. It was so stressful.
But we got through it. We got through nationals and regionals. Somehow that effing dance made it through regionals and actually qualified for nationals, which we were so both hoping that it wouldn't have. So we wouldn't have it brought it to nationals.
Because it was bad.
But we did. Oh, well. That's not happening this year.
No. So now we're totally relaxed this year.
Oh, my God.
We don't have to dance. We just get to watch, which is so fun.
And we only watched, like, what, 5 dances tonight?
Yeah, not very many.
And then we got to leave right afterwards.
Yep. And so we left to go wine tasting.
I mean, of course.
You know.
Gotta go wine tasting.
If you don't have to be there, let's go do something
fun. And
we
went to the best winery.
The winery I went to was actually called the Coeur d'Alene Cellars.
It was so good.
I loved it. They were so friendly. Our waitress, Trisha.
She was so amazing.
She was absolutely fantastic. She just kind of picked out our wine tastings for us, and she picked really good stuff.
Yeah, she did.
It was phenomenal. And then we got some appetizers, which were so good.
Oh my God. We got this artichoke spinach dip with gluten-free crackers, and then it had salami with it.
Uh-huh.
And then we had a dessert one, which was goat cheese. What kind of nuts was it?
It had, like, pecans.
Yeah, it was good.
And honey and some
craisins. I think they were craisins.
Craisins.
It was delicious.
And then with some kind of, like, graham cracker thing.
Oh, so good.
Oh, so one was savory and one was sweet, and it was so delicious.
Oh, my God. So good.
I loved it.
It was so amazing. And then after that, we went to Winco. I've never been to a Winco, guys.
I haven't either.
It was interesting.
It's kind of like a...
cross between a Costco and it's just a regular grocery store.
Yeah. Or some kind of like Food Pavilion or something.
But they had bulk stuff, like those moon pies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Jeff, I hope you don't listen to this right away.
What'd you say?
Like, I said the moon pies.
Oh, yeah. I hope he does not listen to
it. Does he listen to our podcast right away? Jeff! Act surprised! Because I ruined it. I'm so sorry.
Man. Hopefully he won't listen to it till after you get back. But
he may not.
That's okay.
Like, Thor's behind.
Yeah.
So maybe just behind.
Oh. So now we're back in our room.
Our room is awesome.
Our room's very nice.
We have a full kitchen. We actually have a bar in our kitchen.
Yeah, we have a bar.
I mean, who would have thunk it?
I know. We're so excited.
That we would get a bar. With three bar stools, we have this huge dining room, nice living room.
Yep.
And then our bedroom actually overlooks the bar.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Mean, it's like the perfect setup for
us. I've never seen a room like this before.
Our bathroom's kind of awkward, but it's adequate. We each get our own sink.
It's like long and narrow. It's kind of weird.
And the toilet basically kisses the shower.
Yeah, the toilet's like right next to the shower, like literally.
Like I can be taking a shit and I can touch Kobe in the shower.
You could wash your own hair in the shower while you're taking a shit.
Oh my God, that's multitasking at its finest.
Hopefully no one wants us to demonstrate that.
If they do, I'm not going to do that. Sorry, guys. But if you want to do that for yourself, you just come to the Days Inn in Coeur d'Alene, and then you can you can attempt that task all on your own.
Yeah, and then you can say, I did that.
It would be an accomplishment.
Yeah. Mm. So tomorrow we'll have a lot more dancing to watch.
Not that much, though. Some.
Yeah. We might do another podcast tomorrow, like, from the dance competition.
I think we might do... It's going to be kind of spread out throughout the day. For you guys, it will just be the 30, 40 minutes. For us, it's going to be like full 10 hours.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to keep you guys up to date on what we're doing.
Yeah. Maybe we'll record a little bit from inside.
Wouldn't that be fun to record during a dance?
I think we could because it's not video, so I'm sure they would let us do it.
It's audio, and they may not even know what they... This looks like a cell phone.
It does. And I think they just don't want you to do video or take pictures, I think.
Yeah, we're not going to be holding it up towards the screen.
Yeah, we're holding it towards ourselves so we can record ourselves.
Yes.
So I think it should be fine.
I think it will be fun.
Yeah.
We'll go to some wineries tomorrow, too. And we have our amazing wine drinking team sweatshirts that we're going to be rocking with our medals.
For sure. Yeah, we're going to wear our medals.
Our medals we got last year.
Yeah. We're just going to wear them and say that we're wine drinking champions this year.
Yes.
And I think that's going to work out really well. Heather bought all the Spotlight pens they had for sale.
I'm going to buy more.
The blue ones.
Throughout the week.
Yeah.
As many as I can.
These pens are awesome because it's a pen, but on the other end it's a highlighter.
Which... A lot of people need that shit for their work.
I know. It's awesome to have the pen and the highlighter all in one. Nobody understands how awesome that is.
I mean, I think we do, but I don't think many other people in the world do. Sparkly guy did.
He did.
This guy was in, like, the most sparkly blazer I've ever seen in my effing life.
It had sequins over 100% of the blazer.
Yeah, there wasn't a... tiny bit of this blazer that was, I bet you the buttons were sequenced on this thing.
And he said it wasn't the only one he had.
No. And he seemed quite pleased that we commented on the sequin blazer. And he's not dancing.
The best part about dance competitions is seeing everybody in their costumes.
And like I said, he wasn't dancing.
He wasn't.
That was his normal attire.
Yeah. But if you work for a Spotlight dance,
you can probably get away with sequins.
You know, I guess you should wear stuff like that.
And then why shouldn't he get a sequins jacket when women can wear sequins dresses?
Yeah, why not? Why can't he? Yeah, he should have one.
I mean, maybe I'll get a sequins blazer.
You never know.
I just might do that. It might sound okay.
I had a sequin tank top before that I used to wear to, like, fancy parties. But, not anymore. I think I finally gave it away.
You did what?
I gave away my sequin tank top.
Why would you do that?
Because I never wore it.
Well, what if you would have now after this competition?
How many occasions do you have to wear a sequin tank top?
But when the occasion arises, do you want to have to go buy another one?
Not really.
No.
But, I mean, I bought it. It wasn't expensive. It was from Old Navy.
That's when the sequins tank tops were really in fashion.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't see them as much now.
No.
That probably is a good indication that they're not in fashion.
No more sequins.
Yeah. Well, unless you're at Spotlight.
Unless you're in a dance competition.
And then sequins is a must. Or, like, Dancing with the Stars. Or if you're on The Bachelor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have to wear a lot of sequins on there.
Sequins and feathers.
Feathers seems to be a big thing.
Feathers is a big mm-hmm. thing. And lots of spandex.
And spandex.
Yeah. So, we've been having a good time. We have our plan for tomorrow.
Yeah. We actually get to sleep in, kind of.
We do get to sleep in.
Get to leisurely do our breakfast and get ourselves ready. And yeah, it'll be a great day.
It's going to be nice.
I'm excited for it.
We have a couple wineries to go to tomorrow.
Yeah, we do.
We got some advice at the last winery about where we should go.
I almost think we might go back to that one again tomorrow.
That was such a nice winery, and they were so friendly there. And a lot of those people knew where we lived and the wineries around where we live.
Which all said ours are amazing, too.
Yeah.
Because they are. Yeah. Shout out to Milt Winery because with Karen, because she's our favorite there.
We love Karen.
Love you. We'll change to her.
Change to Karen.
And they actually shouted out to them, too. They actually mentioned Stamilt Winery.
They did. They did.
I think it's one of the premier amazing wineries of Wenatchee.
It is.
If you're ever in Wenatchee, guys, go to Stamilt. Their tasting room is downtown Wenatchee on the Wenatchee Avenue. Yeah. Right by the Walkabout Grill.
Yeah. And they're very good. They're very friendly.
It's very reasonable prices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the wine is excellent.
And if you go in there and tell them Heather and Jacoby sent you, I'm not saying you're going to discount, but you'll get some extra special treatment.
Yeah.
Because they love us in there.
Especially if you find Karen.
I'm going to say you're only going to get special treatment if you find Karen. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nobody else is going to give you that there except for her.
Yeah.
But she pretty much, I feel like she lives there for the most part.
She's there a lot.
Well, I would say 90% of the time I come in there, it's her.
Yeah. Yeah. She's there a lot.
So the young man that's in there, he's decent too.
Yeah.
I don't really care. As long as they fill my wine glass up like massively and it's not tasting, I don't want to taste. I just fill my glass up every time. I would say I want it.
One time we went in there and we were doing a tasting and we didn't realize, I mean, we were waiting to get the next tasting because they do it one at a time.
Oh, yeah.
And Heather just grabbed the entire, they weren't looking.
No.
Heather just grabbed the entire bottle and we went and sat down with it.
It was much better that way.
It was, because we got to taste the wine. But apparently you're not supposed to do that.
No, they did come over and grab the bottle from us very quickly. It was a joke.
I know. They're like, oh, you can't take that.
I was like, really? I just thought I was helping you out. You were busy. I just grabbed the bottle, and we just thought we'd sit ourselves over here, and you didn't have to worry about us.
Ourselves. That's perfect. Isn't that how it goes? Let's just help ourselves. Tell all of your wine.
Apparently you're not supposed to do that.
Apparently not. But so I know they're so adorable. We have two new little friends.
With Snort, bull.
With Snort the Bull.
Have we ever told them about Snort the Bull?
I don't know if we have.
So we were on our way to a Mariners game, not last summer, the summer before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we were hungry, but we were short on time because we had to get to this game.
Yep.
So we just stopped at a McDonald's, and Kobe and I decided to get Happy Meals.
Yep.
And they were doing Beanie Babies, and we each got a Snort, which is a little red bull.
It's a little bull. His name is Snort, Thai Beanie Baby.
Yes, and he's so cute. And we got him in our Happy Meal. And Snort has been going with us to all of our adventures ever since. He was at the lodge. Mm-hmm. He has been at the lodge 2 times now.
He has.
He's here today. He's right next to the little recorder thing.
And so, when we first got them, we each have a Snort.
Yes.
On our way to the Mariner game. We went to the game and parked at the top, in the parking garage on the top.
Because the top's the best.
The top's the best. So that we could have some sunshine.
Yes.
We went down. It was still a while before they opened the gates. Mm-hmm. So we walked down to Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, the guys wanted Krispy Kreme.
They wanted Krispy Kreme. So we walked down there and got a box of donuts.
I barely remember Krispy Kreme because we were drinking.
Yeah, we were drinking. Came back to the car, and we weren't drinking wine either.
No. It was.
It was tequila.
So that goes pretty quick.
And you can't take that stuff into the park, so we drank it all.
In the car, very quickly.
In
the
car, in the parking lot. And so by the time
the security guy, walking around.
The security guard was like wandering around right there, but we were like made friends with him and we were talking to him.
So he didn't really care what we did.
I don't think he cared.
No, not at all.
But by the time we went into the park and the game started, Heather and I were pretty much wasted.
Yes.
And
oh my God, that's so funny. There's so many funny things that happened at this thing.
Well, we were right in the 100 level.
We literally, like, what, 10 rows up from the field? Oh, yeah. Kobe literally was able to put her hand on the field. There is a picture of dirt on her hand that she touched the field.
I said, I want to touch the field.
So we went down and touched the field.
So we went out and I leaned over the thing and rubbed my hand on the dirt.
And then I took a picture of it.
In front of the security guard. He didn't say anything.
Well, most of the time, we told him. We just need to touch the field.
I just want to touch the field.
And he said, okay. Yeah. He didn't care.
So I have a picture. And then I showed my husband, too, because him and Thor are getting snacks.
Yeah.
And I said, look, I have dirt on my hand from the field. It's field dirt. Field I touched the field.
Dirt.
And I have dirt on my hand. I don't think he was super impressed because I think he thought that...
He was a little embarrassed that we were touching the field.
That we were touching the
field. Well, that wasn't even we. I was just photographing it and encouraging.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I didn't have any desire to touch the field.
I wanted to touch it.
I get it. I was encouraging of this.
Just a big baseball geek.
She is.
And, yeah, I want to touch the field.
I mean, I'm not a huge baseball person because, seriously, it's the only professional sport, I feel like, other than golf, that people can be obese in. What kind of a sport is that? But it's okay. I get it, guys. If you are that good of a sport that you don't have to move around much and you just get fat doing it, fantastic for you.
That's awesome. Well, and then it was a night where they were giving away bobbleheads.
Oh, we got so many bobbleheads.
And so we each had got one. And then apparently Heather and I were being so obnoxious.
Can you guys imagine that? I can't fucking believe people thought we were obnoxious.
I can't believe that. We were being so obnoxious that everyone around us left. They actually left.
We'd have nobody beside us, nobody in front of us, and nobody behind us.
And
people left shit behind.
Yeah. So the two
That's how quick they were trying to get away from us.
The two people behind us left their two bobbleheads in the boxes. And so Heather grabbed them both and said, these are mine now. And they also left a baby blanket.
Oh, I love that blanket.
So Heather took the dirty baby blanket.
It wasn't dirty. She keeps saying it was dirty.
And so...
That dirty blanket stayed in my car for so long.
God, I know. And so we went... After the game was over, we went back to the car. We had to drive home. It's like a 3-hour drive.
Kobe was tired.
I was so... wanted to pass out, so I'm in the back seat, and I'm, like, lay down to go to sleep on my husband's lap.
Oh, my God.
And Heather's like, here's a blanket. And she had me a blanket. It's not till later I realize it's the dirty-ass
It's not dirty!
That she picked up from the floor of the frickin'
Oh, my God.
Safeco field.
It wasn't dirty.
It was dirty.
It didn't stink.
Do you also remember the nachos?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. Because those are good, even off the floor.
If you go to a Mariner game, you can buy nachos and a plastic baseball helmet, and you get to keep the helmet.
Yeah.
You can wear it.
Yes. This is what they were doing while we were touching the field.
Our husbands bought nachos, and they're not... I remember the nachos being really good. Mm-hmm. They're really good.
And there was a lot of aspects of it I could pick around and eat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So Heather's husband, though, accidentally dropped... the nachos.
Shocker.
Into the floor.
Yeah.
At the cement.
Cement, concrete floor.
Of the stadium.
Yes.
So.
But it was a mound, guys. It's a mound. It's like a mountain of nachos, okay? So I need you to picture this before Kobe goes on any further. It's a mountain. So this thing is raised off of the cement. So picture a mountain of nachos, please. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead and try to embarrass me now.
The nachos are on the dirty cement floor.
A mountain, guys.
riser of a stadium.
Not all of them were touching the ground.
1,000 people have walked.
They weren't all touching the ground.
And Heather says, I'm still going to eat them. They're still good. And I was like, no. They're on the floor, Heather. They're on the ground.
I was just taking the top apart. You're like,
I'm only eating the top. The top's not bad. Let me just take the top off and I can still eat them. I'm like, you're eating nachos off the ground of Safeco Field.
Yes.
So I need you to stop.
Well, I did eventually because I wasn't going to eat anything that actually touched the ground.
Poor Thor took the empty helmet back to the concession stand. I actually gave him free nachos.
They did.
It's like I dropped them and they felt bad.
And they remembered him.
They did, and they felt bad.
They did, and they gave him a new one. So Thor got new ones and he came back and I was trying to eat the older ones off the floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I stopped at that point because then we got new ones.
Yeah. I hear somebody next door.
There's people next door, guys, and they're laughing.
I wonder what they're doing.
I don't know. Maybe after the podcast, we'll go over and check them out.
Mm-hmm.
You guys look like you're having a good time.
Yeah.
We want to have a good time, too.
We should bang on the wall, maybe.
I mean, I did that at the lodge when I got really upset about the people making a thunderous earthquake noise from above us.
Oh, that, yeah. No.
I literally was a crotchety old lady on the chair with the broomstick.
Yeah, you were.
Banging on the ceiling.
And I told you to do it, not thinking that you would actually do it.
Oh, I fucking did it. She gave me the idea, but it was a joke. Yeah. But it was not a joke
now
to me.
Now I know.
That I'm going to do it.
Just not to give her the idea to start with.
I mean, people, you don't need to run when you're on the top floor of a building, of a hotel.
If you're a child, you don't know any better.
The parent does.
They don't care. They don't care about the children.
I'm noticing that.
It's the children are not bothering them. They don't care.
I know. Because I ended up having to put my earplugs in. And I had to, like, do my zen breathing to get myself so I wasn't about ready to go up there and rip people apart.
And you're like, I'm going to call. I'm calling the front desk.
I did call. They didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything.
I mean, they called them, and then it stopped for, like, 2 minutes, and then it started again. And then I was up there banging on the ceiling again with my little my broomstick and my chair.
And then you left the chair in the middle of the
room. And then she fell on it in the middle of the
night. And I fell on the chair.
And then I fell on in the middle of the night. And then I actually moved the chair.
Oh, God. We're like, why is this chair still here?
Because you left it there. That's what Kobe told me in the middle of the night. And I fell on it 3 times already. And all I said to her was like, why didn't you move it?
I didn't put it there. You move it.
And I did. It's awesome. Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. I'm looking forward to having many more adventures this weekend.
Oh my God. We did stop at that amazing pizza place today.
Oh, it was, what was it called?
Boston something. Boston Pizza and Sports Bar.
Yeah.
I think that might be the name.
A restaurant and sports bar.
It was really good.
They had so many different kinds of pizzas. They had tons of pastas and salads. And, yeah, lots of stuff.
Gluten-free crust.
Yep.
So good. And we had a really good Merlot there.
Yep.
Really nice waitress.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good atmosphere.
It was. That was at the mall, outside, right out by the mall.
When we had to go in and get the surprise that had to alter.
That we had to alter the surprise.
But it turned out good.
Yeah.
And then Kobe and I got free stuff.
We got free. I can't believe we got that free stuff.
Like the free item we got, which we'll expose next week, should have been for kids.
It was supposed to be for kids, and they were going to actually, what did she say? Write it off or.
Well, they could not
damage
it
out of the system. Or
yeah,
something.
Because they couldn't charge for it because they couldn't sell it another child. Maybe that's why she didn't give it to the child because the child ruined it.
The child ruined the container
that was containing the items we got.
Yeah.
And so the container that was holding them was done. So then they had to keep the item and then there was no container. And then they just gave it to us.
Yeah, and they couldn't sell it without the container because of the kind of item it was. And so they had to, she said something like damage out the item and whatever. So she just gave it to us. Snort's not gonna stand up.
He's drunk.
Snort's totally wasted. Oh! He's totally wasted.
I don't get it, Snort.
We're gonna have to get a picture of him like this.
He's gonna be like,
he's wasted.
There's no wine left in it, we could just stick him in the wine glass. He's that small.
We could.
He's so effing cute. I love Snort.
I do too.
He just has so many good memories. We literally, the whole time we were at the baseball game, every time anybody did anything, which is the reasons why everybody left around us.
Well, and during that game, the Mariners had like 3 home runs. And so it was like a really exciting game.
Yes.
And so we were all cheering really loud. And we were standing up and with our snorts.
Yes.
And our hands screaming like stuff like, fuck yeah. And
well, there were kids behind us,
and there were some kids in front of us
and behind us,
and they were kept looking, turning around, looking at us. Well, and I remember Jeff looking at me one time, just going, shh, can you stop?
I don't think Thor ever shushed me.
And I was like, what? And he's like, you keep saying the F word and there's kids. I'm like, oh, I am? I didn't even know I was doing it.
But if you're at a professional game, the F bomb's coming out.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Any professional game.
Because people say it all the time.
Yes. But I mean, fuck yes, they do.
But, you know, he just, like, wanted me to stop yelling the F word.
I mean, I'm sure it was an embarrassing time for both the guys when everyone vacated around us.
Yeah, it was. It was.
For me, it was nice.
I had fun.
I mean, I thought it was nice because I got a free blanket.
Oh, God. I'm just like, there's probably fucking lice in this blanket.
It's been washed. Something. It has been washed now.
You didn't wash it for like 8 months.
It's true.
It was just in the back of your car.
Yes, it was. But I did get washed when it came into my house. After I covered you up with it.
Oh, my God. After you put it over me. Here's a blanket. Oh, my God. This is a dirty baseball field blanket.
It was... The people behind us did not look that dirty.
It was dirty. They left it on the ground.
But it didn't look dirty?
Yes, it did.
There was no black or any brown anything on it.
It looked dirty.
Well, I don't know. You're the one covered up with it on the way home.
Well, and then the way Thor drives, I was just like...
Oh, God love him.
Slamming my head into the... Freaking!
I'm shocked you slept at all. Actually, at one point during that thing, I was in the back seat with you. It wasn't even Jeff. Jeff really? Was in the front keeping Thor awake because I couldn't stay awake.
Oh, man.
So it was me, and that's why I was able to cover you up with a dirty blanket because I was back there with you. And I was awake almost the entire time, you know, white knuckled.
Yeah.
From the back seat, like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. I mean... Thor is fantastic in so many ways, but my God, that is an aggressive driver.
He's an aggressive driver. Yep.
And not a straight driver.
He just wants to get from point A to point B as fast as possible.
I mean, you got to respect that, but on the other hand, if you're in the car, it's like, oh.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm scared.
I used to have a sleep mask that I kept in my car. Mm-hmm. And I would literally look at him if I got that scared. Like, I would say something a couple times, and I'm finally like, fine. And I pull my sleep mask out, put it over my face. I'm like, okay. I'm going to say a prayer.
I don't want
to
know.
And then I'm going to count to 10 like a billion different times just to keep myself calm as we keep going.
Like, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
If we get an accident, I'm not going to know about it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I'll be totally relaxed. Be honest. See it coming.
A year ago this time, we got in an accident.
Yes, you did.
In the parking lot because Thor didn't stop all the way when we were parking, and he literally pushed the car like 5 feet. But you know, everybody has their thing. You can't be amazing at everything.
That's true. That's very true.
So Thor drives like an ass, but he's fantastic at almost everything else.
Yep.
Oh well, you gotta take it as you can.
That's right. You know what,
he's gotten a lot better in the last year.
Yeah,
I would say since that one in the Taco Bell accident.
Yeah. Oh, that was just dumb.
Yeah.
That was just...
You don't look down into your Taco Bell bag to grab something out of it when you're driving and then you smash it into somebody.
Yeah, that was just a bad situation. Like, that's something just like just happens to you.
It just does. I mean, it happens to everybody. Yeah. You get a little distracted and like, oh wait, that car is closer than I thought. Oh, there shit. It is.
And I just hit him.
Oh, whoops. Sorry. Oh, it is shocking how some cars are just not made that well.
They're not.
Some of them just crumble, like the one we hit at Taco Bell, going like literally 5 miles per hour. It looked like we hit it at going about 100 miles per hour, but yeah, our car was fine.
That's so weird.
Not even a scratch on my car.
And totally crumpled the other one.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of damage. I think it was a good $6,000 to $8,000 damage to it that we had to pay.
Oh, my gosh.
It was fantastic. Oh. Our insurance company hates us.
They hate Thor.
Please don't hate me, Progressive. You're our only hope. It's like Star Wars, like the New Hope.
So hard.
Please.
So hard.
I am so good. How are we doing on time?
I think we're pretty good.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to do another cast tomorrow, guys. We'll also do a Facebook Live where we'll tour our room. And that will be fantastic, too.
Yes, we might do that tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we might do it tomorrow.
When that's light, because it's dark now. And,
I think it might be harder to see tonight. And we want to do it tomorrow when you guys can see. And so, that would be great.
Thank you for being patient and waiting so long for this to come out on Friday.
I know all seven of you are very sad it didn't come out.
I know all seven of our listeners usually get our podcast Friday morning. But
sorry, guys.
Listen to it a little bit later.
But we did warn you last week.
We did warn you.
Yes.
And we promise we'll have a bonus cast.
Oh, we have to do a shout out to Aaron.
Shout out to Aaron, one of our new awesome listeners that's a big fan of ours.
We love you.
Yes, we love you, Aaron. Thank you so much for listening.
Everybody that you have access to iTunes, will you guys please just take a second, go on there and give us five. You don't even have to say anything. Just give us five stars.
Don't have to say anything. Just give because us 5 stars.
If we get so many ratings that are decent, you guys won't have to search for the podcast. We'll just pop up. And we want that.
Yeah, so please go to iTunes and just give us a rating. 5 stars would be awesome.
If you don't think we deserve it, fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
We just need something.
We need to just start getting ourselves out there. So if you could do that, that'd be great.
Yep.
We only have 2 reviews right now.
We would like about 100 more or more than that.
So that would be great. Drop us a line. Drop us an email. Let us know what you think. Let us know if there's something you want us to discuss. We would love
to do that. I mean, we're not going to stay on the topic the whole time because you can see we fail at that really hard.
We kind of spew off on tangents all
which
the time.
Which is okay.
But hey, we like to discuss shit.
And we will talk about your topic as well as we can. As long as it's not too controversial.
Controversial.
Okay, one of those words. I don't even know.
It's that one word.
We'll talk about as long as it's not going to offend people.
Yeah, and as long as it's not ignorant.
Ignorant. Kobe and I really suck at pronouncing certain words. Kobe, say jewelry.
Jewelry.
She tried. You guys should have seen how focused she was on that word.
Jewelry.
Jewelry.
Ambulance.
Ambulance. Ignorant.
As opposed to ambulance.
And jewelry.
And jewelry.
We love you guys.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. That's Ching. See you later.
Peace.